Welcome to a special edition of the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right. And Dave, you wanted to do this episode because there's a show called Throne Game or Games of Thrones or something like that. And they're having a big episode this weekend. I think it airs, what, Saturday night?
It's Sunday night at 8 o'clock Central Time. Cannot wait. Oh, it's going to be the absolute greatest. So this is the season premiere of the 8th and final season. There's going to be 6 episodes in this final season. And as Tommy Olsen and everyone from Vegas would say, Game of Thrones fucks.
So they're on season 8 of Game of Thrones. I'm just hearing about this now.
Chuck,
you ignorant slut.
You ignorant slut. You need to quit your job and just, you should have quit your job right as the NCAA tournament started. You could have just sat there, watched that, got caught up on Thrones on time, you know, had more Pygal preparation for Vegas. But God damn it, you have to start watching this show. It is the, as Corey says, this is the golden age of TV, and this is the greatest show that has ever been on TV.
All right, well, I have Netflix, so I will, after this episode is over, I'll start with episode 1 and see how far I get.
Slut. It is not on Netflix. It's not on Hulu. It's HBO only. Yes, I believe it's like $11.99 a month, and by the time you watch the second episode, if you can stick with it a little bit, you'll watch all, what, 70 hours of it. In a month. It's insane.
So HBO, Sunday night, Game of Thrones, 8 o'clock. See, I usually only have HBO for Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then I cancel it. So I admit I'm completely out of the loop on this. But
Chuck, you ignorant slut. I'm just going to keep saying that.
It's pretty appropriate. I'm guessing that heading into season 8, because I follow a lot of gambling people on Twitter, and a lot of gambling people are just flat out degenerate. I've seen that there's been like wagering and speculation. Even Bovada has some prop bets on Game of Thrones. So what is your predictions for what's going to happen with Game of Thrones season 8?
So I've tried to stay away from some of the spoilers, and you know, there's so many YouTube people and people who write blogs about what's going to happen. So I try to avoid most of that just because I don't want it spoiled for me. I've invested like 70 hours into this show. Like, I don't want it to be spoiled just because I can't wait a couple more days. But I saw Matt Harrison, who is a co-host on Fantasy Football Weekly on Saturdays during the NFL season. Matt Harrison posted a link to a Game of Thrones prop bet game. So it's $20. You pay through LeagueSafe. You go through the, I don't know how many questions. I haven't even gone through it all. But it's prop bets like, which is the first dragon that's going to be shown on TV? Who's going to win the throne? Will there be a cold open in the first episode or not? So it's really deep dive stuff. But if you're really into the show, it's something that you should try to get into. I'll go ahead and retweet this so you can find it at Power Trip Quotes. I was about to say Power Trip Bets.
You're not Power Trip Bets.
Dave, you ignorant slut.
Well, of course, I follow Paul Charchian, our good friend, and he also has a pool going. His is a little bit different. His is who is going to end up on the throne at the end of Game of Thrones. It's $10 to play. I think you can do up to 3 entries. And you can follow Charch's Twitter feed for a link to the contest. But basically what will happen is all the people that correctly predict who sits on the throne at the end of Game of Thrones, they will divide up the pot of money. So 100% of the money goes back to all the entrants. And it's one of those things where if you pick a popular choice, you're going to be dividing the money with a lot of people. But if you pick somebody that's maybe a little more obscure that, you know, a lot of people aren't going to pick, you could end up, if that's the ultimate winner, you could end up with a little bit bigger prize pool. So if you're interested in that pool, check out Charch's feed for the link to it.
Wonderful. Well, the other way you can bet, I'm just pulling up here in Bovada, the odds to who's going to rule Westeros at the end of Season 8. Bronn Stark is at plus 220. Jon Snow is at plus 350. Sansa Stark is at plus 500. Daenerys Targaryen is at plus 700. Gendry, which is Robert Baratheon's bastard, is plus 700. Peter Baelish at plus 1,000. Spoiler alert, I think he passed.
Does Michael Jackson know?
I don't know. And then the Night King is at plus 1,000 as well. So obviously I haven't looked into spoilers or not, but a little surprising that Bran is at plus 220. So maybe there's something I don't know. Obviously, you don't have any thoughts because you're so arrogant you don't even watch.
Well, the one thought I do have as you were reading that list is that list sounds very much like the list that Meat Sauce read off of potential University of North Dakota names that we had on the last podcast. I just didn't hear the Alaskan Pipeline sitting on the throne.
Right. Yeah. I don't see. I see Brienne of Tarth is at plus 10,000. Maybe you like Brienne. She's a very, very good swordswoman.
Ah, yes, yes. So if I was truly
dynamite,
if I was truly degenerate, I would place some Bovada cash on that. But I think I'll stick to hockey. So are you gonna? I'm assuming you're gonna watch every episode live as it happens, so that when people are talking about it, you don't have to have any spoilers.
Going to watch every second as it happens. We're actually having a couple's Game of Thrones party this Sunday, so it's going to be awesome. Like, honestly, can't wait.
Couple's Game of Thrones watch party.
Yes, we're getting the best local pizza here, a little spot down in Buffalo, and get some wine, get out the chalices and drink wine like Cersei Lannister herself.
Oh my lord. I think I'm going to be watching DVR reruns of The Cool Kids with Chris.
Oh my god. So how great is this Sunday viewing? Like, I hope it rains all day. Masters from 1 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Pizza, wine, beer, and then straight into Game of Thrones. It's back. It's going to be dynamite. It's just going to be such an amazing TV viewing day.
Yeah, it might be a good day to go outside. No, I'll definitely be watching the Masters because there's lots of money on the line with the Masters, but I will definitely be watching the NHL playoffs Sunday night because life is better with my money on the line. So
I can approve of that.
All right, well, great insights, and those are some fun ways to bet on Game of Thrones if you are so inclined, but get those bets in before 8 o'clock on Sunday because that's when the fun begins. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.